Bavakama per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Hamaniach es akad b'shus harabim uva acher v'niskel ba u'shvara potter. If a person leaves his pitcher in Rishus Harabim, and somebody comes along and he stumbles on it accidentally and breaks it, the person that stumbled is potter. He doesn't have to pay for what he damaged. Since it's Rishus Harabim, because the Rav says, because the derech of Bnei Adam is not to constantly look down where they're walking, especially in Rishus Harabim. And this is before they had phones that they were looking at. The Pharisee explains that this is only when the damager stumbles and breaks it. But if the damager has other places to go, he's able to move around it, but he purposely breaks it, then he's chayiv. But if there's no other way for him to go, or anybody else, that your stuff is just taking up the whole road, then nobody's chayiv for damaging it, because there's no other way for them to go. Vimhuzikba, and if the guy that was walking in Rishus Harabim, he actually got damaged from the thing that you left in Rishus Harabim, Bala chavis chayiv benisko. The owner of the chavis is chayiv in damages. And even if the owner says, you know what, I'm being mafkir, that pitcher that I left in Rishus Harabim, that doesn't change anything. Because anybody that's mafkir, the items that can do damage, that he didn't have permission to begin with to leave in such a place, so the guy didn't have permission to leave his pitcher in Rishus Harabim. So even if he tries to be mafkir it afterwards, it's as if he's not able to be mafkir it. So he is responsible until he takes it away. Mishnah continues. So let's say a guy's walking along, Nishbiru kadu b'Rishus Harabim, and he stumbles and his pitcher falls and breaks in Rishus Harabim. So this is an accident. V'huchluk echod b'mayim. And then after his pitcher broke in Rishus Harabim, somebody slipped on the water. O shaloka b'charaseh, or somebody got injured from one of the shards of the pitcher. Chayiv. Still, the Tanakhama holds the owner of the pitcher is chayiv. Why? Because the Tanakhama holds that a niskal, somebody that accidentally falls, is a posheya. He should have been more careful. And therefore, even if afterwards he's mafkir what he just dropped, and he says, oh, I don't want anything to do with this anymore, it's too bad. It's as if you were poshe and you placed it there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'miskavein chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he has kavana to keep what fell down, only then is he chayiv. Beinu miskavein poter. However, if he does not have kavana, rather, it seems that in such a situation, it's almost like it's automatic that he's being mafkirit. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person that stumbles is not a poshe, he's not responsible for preventing himself from stumbling. So he stumbled. And that's called an ones. And if he's an ones, the only time he'd be responsible for somebody slipping on some or hurting themselves on this stuff is if he actually wants to keep it. But if not, if he's not miskavin, then he's potter. And it's as if, like the Rav says, the shards and the water were never his. And therefore he's potter on any damage that they do.